Hi. So I wanted to do a historical reading. This one is based on my name, I guess. This is The Tale of Jemima Puddle Duck by Beatrix Potter. Beatrix Potter's always been a huge part of my childhood. I used to read the stories obsessively and whenever the little cartoons that used to come up on the TV, I would record them onto a tape onto a VHS and watch them. Anyway, so Jemima Puddle Duck. I'm gonna use my rabbit. I have it ready to go. Just fiddle with the settings. Okay, I have it ready to go. Ooh, it's humming well. Can you hear it? Okay, I've not got it in yet. It makes a funny noise when I do that. It's on its last legs, I think. Anyway, so Jemima Puddle Duck. What a funny sight it is to see a brood of ducklings with a hen. Listen to the story of Jemima Puddle Duck, who was annoyed because the farmer's wife would not let her hatch her own eggs. Her sister-in-law, Mrs. Rebecca Puddle Duck, was perfectly willing to leave the hatching to someone else. I have not the patience to sit on a nest for 28 days, and no more have you, Jemima. You would let them go cold. You know you would. I wish to hatch my own eggs. I will hatch them all by myself, cried Jemima Puddle Duck. She tried to hide her eggs, but they were always found and carried off. Jemima Puddle Duck became quite desperate. She determined to make the nest right away from the farm. She set off on a fine spring afternoon along the cart road that leads over the hill. She was wearing a shawl and a poke bonnet. When she reached the top of the hill, she saw a wood in the distance. She thought that it looked quite a safe spot. Jemima Puddle Duck was not much in the habit of flying. She ran downhill a few yards, flapping her shawl, and then she jumped off into the air. She flew beautifully when she had got a good start. She skimmed along over the treetops until she saw an open place in the middle of the wood where the trees and the brushwood had been cleared. Jemima alighted rather heavily and began to waddle about in search of a convenient dry nesting place. She rather fancied a tree stump among some. A tree stump amongst some tall foxgloves. But seated upon the stump, she was startled to find an elegantly dressed gentleman reading a newspaper. He had black prick ears and sandy coloured whiskers. Quack, said Jemima Puddle Duck with her head and her bonnet on one side. Quack! The gentleman raised his eyes above the newspaper and looked curiously at Jemima. "Madam, have you lost your way?" he said. He had a long, bushy tail which he was sitting upon, as the stump was somewhat damp. Jemima thought him mighty civil and handsome. She explained that she had not lost her way. Oh, goodness. But she was trying to find a convenient dry nesting place. Ah, is that so? Indeed, said the gentleman with sandy whiskers, looking curiously at Jemima. He folded up the newspaper and put it in his coat tail pocket. Jemima complained of the superfluous hen. Indeed, how interesting. I wish I could meet with that fowl. I would teach it to mind its own business. But as to a nest, there is no difficulty. I have a sack full of feathers in my woodshed. No, my dear madam, you will be in nobody's way. Ah, oh, you may stand in there as long as you like, said the bushy-tailed gentleman. He led the way to a very retired, dismal-looking house amongst the foxgloves. It was built of faggots and turf. There were two broken pails, one on top of another, by way of a chimney. This is my summer residence. You would not find my earth, my Windsor house, so convenient, said the hospitable gentleman. There was a tumble-down shed at the back of the house, made of old soap boxes. The gentleman opened the door and showed Jemima in. Oh, the shed was almost quite full of feathers. It was almost suffocating, but it was comfortable and very soft. Jemima Puddleduck was rather surprised to find such a vast quantity of feathers. But it was very comfortable, and she made a nest without any trouble at all. When she came out, the sandy-whiskered gentleman was sitting on a log reading the newspaper. At least he had it spread out. But he was looking over the top of it. Oh my God. He was so polite that he seemed almost sorry to let Jemima go home for the night. He promised to take great care of her. Until she came back the next day. He said he loved eggs and ducklings. He should be proud to see a fine nest fall in his woodshed. Jemima Puddle Duck came every afternoon. She laid 9 eggs in the nest. They were greeny white and very large. The foxy gentleman admired them immensely. He used to turn them over and count them when Jemima was not there. At last Jemima told him that she intended to begin to sit next day, and I will bring a bag of corn with me, so that I need never leave my nest until the eggs are hatched. They might catch cold, she said. Conscientious Jemima. Madam, I beg. You not trouble yourself with a bag. I will provide oats before you commence your tedious sitting. I intend to give you a treat. Oh gosh. Oh God. Oh fuck. Start of Jemima Puddleduck. She didn't even start laying on a damn egg. Okay, well, maybe we'll read some more next time and find out if they actually hatch. Okay.